The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. On today's episode of the show, I'm going to be talking about the latest film and TV news. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and it is just me today. This is going to be a much shorter episode than normal, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some news here. Yesterday, an interview with Sight & Sound magazine was making the rounds in which director David Lynch, the filmmaker behind movies like Mulholland Drive and Eraserhead and Blue Velvet, and he was one of the creative forces behind Twin Peaks, explained that his emphysema has unfortunately progressed to the point that he's essentially homebound. His condition is so severe that if he were to get COVID, that would be extremely dangerous for him. And he also says that he can only walk short distances before basically running out of oxygen. This means that he will no longer be directing in person anymore, which is really pretty sad. He provided a caveat that he would actually direct remotely if push came to shove. And then yesterday, a bunch of outlets wrote articles claiming that he was retiring, and he put out a statement saying that he appreciates everybody's concern. He's in excellent shape, except for the emphysema. He's filled with happiness, and he will never retire. So hopefully we'll be able to see another feature film from David Lynch one day. You can read our article at slashfilm.com to find out what projects he's alluded to over the years that he might be making or developing or anything like that. So check that out. The first novel that Stephen King ever wrote is called The Long Walk. And I think we've talked about this on a previous episode of the show, but it's been a while, so I'll just refresh your memory. It's set in the future, and it is about a competition in which 100 teen boys have to continuously walk along a U.S. highway, and they have to stay above 4 miles per hour as they're walking. If any one of them fall below that speed for more than 30 seconds, they get a warning. And if anyone gets 3 warnings, they're shot and killed, and the winner is the last person standing. And Stephen King fans will know that Carrie was the first novel that he ever published, but The Long Walk was the first one that he ever wrote back in the mid-1960s. It didn't get published until the late 70s under Stephen King's Richard Bachman pseudonym. I have not read this book, but Chris Evangelista, who's on this podcast a lot, has, and he says that it is dark, nasty stuff, and lots of kids die along the way. Several directors have cycled through a possible adaptation of this. George A. Romero, Frank Darabont, Andre Overdahl, they all became attached and ultimately bailed. But filming on this movie has finally begun with Francis Lawrence directing. He was behind several of the Hunger Games movies. I'm kind of torn about this because the subject matter feels kind of similar to the Hunger Games. And part of me wants Lawrence to branch back out and tell different types of stories. But then again, he's proven to be pretty good at this mode of making movies. And if he wants to keep doing these, then more power to him, I guess. And for me, one of the most interesting things about this movie is that it's being written by a guy named J.T. Mulder, who I had never heard of before. I recently came across this movie called Strange Darling that has a lot of buzz right now. It's coming out pretty soon, I think later this month, maybe at the end of this month. Hopefully we'll be doing an episode about that movie on the podcast soon, so stay tuned for that. But anyway, really interesting writer-director. He's writing the screenplay for this movie. And you can read our article that I will link to in the show notes to discover some quotes from Mulder about the approach that they're taking to this film. He also tweeted out a few days ago, he said, "It's not my place to give details, but I'll say this. Francis Lawrence is one of the greatest directors working. This is his favorite Stephen King book. I've seen him in action. This movie is going to be a banger." So take that with a grain of salt, of course, but there you go. I'm looking forward to seeing how far they're able to really push it with this one. Okay, time for a quick break. I'll be right back after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Do you remember what happened in the first season of Squid Game? That show took the world by storm way back in 2021, but that was a long time ago. And now Netflix has confirmed that Squid Game Season 2 finally has an official release date, December 26th, 2024. That is a very interesting choice given the bleak tone of the material in the first season. Doesn't really seem to me like the type of show that is a candidate for gathering the whole family around the TV during the holidays for a big binge session. But releasing something somewhat controversial certainly worked out for Netflix when they dropped Adam McKay's movie Don't Look Up on the streaming service around the holidays in 2021. I don't know if y'all remember that. Everyone on Earth seemed to have an opinion about that movie and wanted to loudly share it on the internet during that week or week or two at the end of the year. So maybe Netflix is onto something here with this release date. But in any case, we won't have to wait another 3 years between seasons of Squid Game because Hwang Dong-hyuk, the director, writer, and executive producer of the show, revealed that season 3 will be the final season of Squid Game, and viewers will be able to watch that sometime next year. So season 2, end of this year, season 3, sometime in 2025. This whole story is going to be coming to an end relatively soon. I'm very, very curious to see how many people will actually be interested in returning to this world all these years later. I mean, there are so many shows now that are taking these multi-year breaks between seasons. And I'm just like, sort of anthropologically interested in what the cultural staying power of a lot of these things are. Speaking of very long waits between seasons, season 2 of House of the Dragon just ended this past Sunday night, and HBO has announced that season 3 will be shooting early next year, so the show probably won't be back until sometime in 2026. Maybe more importantly, a fourth season has been given the green light, and season 4 will be the end of this particular show. I have a lot to say about this. I'm actually going to spoil season 2 of House of the Dragon here. So if you've not caught up with the show yet, maybe you're only an episode or two behind or something, definitely press pause. I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but a lot of this conversation has been sort of like out there openly in social media and stuff like that. So I just wanted to sound off with my two cents about it. I know Jacob loves this show. Several people that I know are excited about House of the Dragon. I don't really want to rain on anybody's parade here, but the way that that season finale ended before actually getting to the big confrontation it had been teasing the whole time really proved to me that this season had about 4 hours worth of story in it that was really stretched across 8 episodes. Daemon at Harrenhal and Baela like running around in the Highlands for God knows how long in that finale episode, and Rhaenyra spending a lot of the season just kind of standing around at Dragonstone. Like, there are so many examples of characters in the show who are basically frozen in place because the plot dictates that they couldn't progress at an appropriate pace. And I realize that I'm complaining about this prestige TV show and it's annoying and I'm sorry about that. But I think even the most ardent fans of the series would probably admit that the pacing is just way off in this thing. And unfortunately for me and anybody who happens to share my opinion about that, showrunner Ryan Condal has said that he anticipates that the cadence of the next two seasons, from a dramatic storytelling perspective, will continue to be the same from season two on. So I'm of two minds about that. I'm glad that HBO announced that season four will be the end, because that means that Condal and his team have a concrete end in sight and a goal line to write to. But I am not personally looking forward to sitting through two more seasons of a show that has the same frustrating pacing that this season had. So there were good moments in this season, and even the finale had some pretty impressive scenes and exciting interactions between characters and stuff. But like, I can already tell that I would much rather see a version of this show that kind of trims things down to the essentials. I'm thinking of like, I think I want to say it was like Topher Grace did this for some of the Star Wars movies. And like, there's a cut of the Hobbit movies that I've never seen, the Peter Jackson's Hobbit trilogy that was cut down to, I think, one movie. In my mind, there's a big difference between feeling this way about an 8-episode season of an HBO show versus a 20-something episode season of a network show like Lost, for example. A show like that was operating under an entirely different set of circumstances than a mega budgeted HBO fantasy series. And in some ways, the room that Lost had to get weird and take risks over the course of the season was kind of part of the point. It was like baked into the business model of making network TV. It gave the writers time to explore things and evolve the story organically and beef up some characters and phase out other ones and things like that, right? Maybe fans of House of the Dragon would say that they appreciate the asides and the interactions that happened during these chunks of the season that I felt were like basically nothing but wheel spinning. But when you look at what happened to Damon this season, for example, and the way that he saw the future in the finale and seemingly completely changed his entire personality because he's seen the Song of Ice and Fire in a vision now, it's just tough for me to appreciate a show that feels like it's vacillating between slamming on the brakes and putting the pedal to the metal, oftentimes within the same episode of TV. There's so much whiplash going on with House of the Dragon. So anyway, just some complicated feelings. I apologize for the rant, but a lot swirling around in my head about this show as it's fresh on my mind after the finale of season two this past Sunday. I think that's going to do it really for today's episode of the show. We have a lot more stuff up at slashfilm.com. As always, I encourage you to visit that website, click around. There's all sorts of stuff there that will tickle your fancy, I'm sure. I will link to all of the stories that I talked about in the show notes, so you can find more there. Slash Film Daily is typically published every weekday, bringing the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really, really does help us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.